Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Mao Council rejects the Tenimei People's Organization judgment on the land dispute at Kozura, Kazolta, Kazing. Government convenes an all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament in Delhi. Centre advises Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. And Nagaland Wrestling Association says it will explore ways to reach out to all parts of the state to promote various styles of wrestling. Now the news in detail. The Mao Council has rejected the Tenimei People's Organization judgment on the land dispute at Kozura, Kazolta, Kazing. The Mao Council expressed strong dissatisfaction with the judgment passed by TPO on 12 July and said that it did not adhere to the fundamental principles of Tenimei customary laws and traditional practices. The Mao Council said the TPO was bounded by the arbitration undertaking dated 28 January 2017, which stipulates Naga customary laws and usages Tenimei, as it was decided to review the case on the basis of this undertaking. It said that despite the clear and declared position and prior option for oath-taking by the two contestants, the Mao Council and Southern Angami People Organization, SAPO, the 12th July judgment willfully disregarded this vital aspect and raised serious questions. The Mao Council stated that the Isa Mountain, on whose western hillside lies Mao Zuku Valley, and straddled on the east by Kozura, Kazolta, Kazing, has been apportioned to SAPO by the present judgment, although it lies within the Mao side of the boundary pronounced by ancestor Neni Kofeje. It said that to the Tenimeis, an oath cannot be taken lightly and that it entails vouching of the fate and lives of that time and of their descendants. The Mao Council said that if the integrity of Neni Kofeje oath is questioned, the Mao people are ready to defend its truth and veracity by traditional oath. The Mao Council said that the Order No. 11 of the 12 July verdict, which stipulated that the judgment will be final and binding to all parties, is not a Tenimei traditional practice, and especially so when solemn oath-taking and traditional partaking of meat to celebrate affirmation of standing settlement are discounted and ignored by the judgment. It also added that the Order No. 10 in the verdict describes the judgment as based on customs and traditions of the Tenimei people, but the settlement of disputes, as per tradition and customs, necessarily culminates in oath-taking when the parties are not satisfied with the proposals of the elders for resolution of dispute. The Mao Council further added that it is their desire that Kozura and Zuku remain whole and undefiled and to be taken care of by the rightful caretaker and not dismembered into different parts. Government today convened an all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament in Delhi. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in Parliament tomorrow. The economic survey provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors of the economy. It also provides data on employment, GDP growth and inflation. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in this session. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. The centre has advised Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. A 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district who was undergoing treatment for the Nipah virus infection passed away today. A multi-member joint outbreak response team from the National One Health Mission of the Union Health Ministry will be deployed to support the state in investigating the case, identifying epidemiological linkages, and providing technical assistance. The ministry mentioned that outbreaks of Nipah virus disease have occurred in Kerala previously, with the most recent one in 2023 in the Kozhikode district. Fruit bats are the typical reservoir of this virus, and humans can become infected by inadvertently consuming bat-contaminated fruits. The center has advised the state to implement public health measures such as active contact tracing over the past 12 days, strict quarantine of contacts associated with the case, and isolation of any suspected cases.
तारीख पर तारीख, युग का हो गया अंत. न्यायिक प्रक्रिया के लिए समय सीमा तय. भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 1 जुलाई से लागू. आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pride that India has come forth in its best ever performance in the International Maths Olympiad. In a social media post, Modi said this contingent has brought home 4 gold and 1 silver medal. The Prime Minister stated that this feat will inspire several other youngsters and help make mathematics even more popular. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Modi will address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters about World Heritage and deciding on the sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, and international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. Bangladesh Supreme Court scrapped most of the quota in government jobs that sparked countrywide clashes between police and university students, claiming over 100 lives. With the top court's ruling, just 5% of civil service jobs instead of 30% would remain for the relatives of war veterans of 1971. The university students have been protesting against the quota system, terming it discriminatory. In 2018, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota system, but the lower court reinstated it last month, sparking deadly protests. The internet has been suspended in the South Asian country since Thursday. The government has imposed a curfew and a shoot-on-site order amid unrest. Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, said it would explore more ways to reach out to various parts of the state to promote Naga style and other national and international styles of wrestling. The NWA, in its first General Assembly for the tenure, 2024-2028, decided to promote all styles of wrestling by organizing coaching, training camps, and competitions. During the meeting, various technical aspects and provisions of the Naga style of wrestling was approved to be reviewed upon by committee headed by the NWA Technical Secretary with representatives from the affiliated units and NWA Central Office for proper usage of tactics, techniques and rules and regulations. The NWA also resolved to give due importance to national and international style of wrestling to groom upcoming young and potential wrestlers. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Mao Council rejects the Tenimae People's Organization judgment on the land dispute at Kozura, Kazolta, Kazin. Government convenes an all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament in Delhi. Centre advises Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. And Nagaland Wrestling Association says it will explore more ways to reach out to all parts of the state to promote various styles of wrestling. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.